Houston, we have go for main engine start. Begin final countdown.
Roger that. Beginning countdown. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff.
Ditching Suburbia is on a mission to help families leave traditional suburban lives in search of simpler living, closer family, richer education, and uncommon adventures. Find us on the web at ditchingsuburbia.com.
Hi, this is Krista of Ditching Suburbia. Yes, and. Yes, but. Yes, and. Two ways to respond. They start the same. Then one destroys while the other builds. Do you favor one over the other? I like to think I use the latter. I'll often challenge Mike or the kids to see if they can frame an either-or choice into a both-and. But honestly, I do a lot of yes-butting. There's something about finding a hole in someone's plan. Finding an aspect of a situation they haven't thought of. Seeing an outcome they haven't. Yes, but you'll run out of money. Yes, but that's too much weight for the truck. Yes, but you'll be exhausted trying to see all 50 states in a year. What even is that? It's like opening the top and bottom gates to an old freight elevator. I shove you down with my feet while I push myself up with my arms. Then you tumble into the void while I walk away feeling, what, smug? Smart? Experienced? Social media is fertile ground for yes-butting. Hey, we just bought a gorgeous 43-foot fifth wheel. Yes, but you won't be able to stay in national parks. Hey, we just bought a cute little camper van. Yes, but you won't be able to have company over. Hey, we just booked a week at Glacier. Yes, but you won't have cell reception. Hey, we're staying close to San Francisco. Yes, but the traffic will be horrible. Yes, butting isn't really interactive. You're just waiting for the person to stop talking so you can get your yes butt in. Yes, anding keeps you in the moment. It's creative rather than destructive. Yes, anding has roots in improv comedy. Quote, no matter what your fellow actors present to you, instead of negating it, belittling it, or disagreeing with it, your job is to say, yes, and accept the scenario as it's presented to you, regardless of where you wanted it to go, and then to add to it. Volley back with something your fellow players can respond to. Yes, anding is technically defined as non-judgmental ideation. Quote, i.e. suspending judgment long enough to come up with ideas. Yes, and is the understructure for suspending judgment. In yes, and, the acceptance of another's idea does not come with qualifiers, restrictions, or judgment. Rather, it comes freely, unabashedly, and open. I'm determined to get better at yes, anding and do less yes, butting. How? The first step I've taken is to spend less time in yes, but land, Facebook. We were totally off Facebook. Then we launched Ditching Suburbia. All the current business advice says you have to be on Facebook to promote a new brand. So we got back on, joined a number of related groups, and have been active there. But I feel like being on Facebook has done a better job at making me a yes-butter than it has in promoting Ditching Suburbia. For all of our efforts on Facebook, Ditching Suburbia gets way more traffic from Pinterest, and we build more community on Instagram. First, we purged people. There were faces and names in our friends list that I didn't even recognize. It felt mercenary, but I unfriended them. Then it was groups. I left RV groups, van life groups, minimalism groups, and location independent groups. All places where I'd feel inclined to yes but. We went further. I unfollowed most of the people in groups we stayed connected to. Now my feed rarely changes, and I have little reason to spend more time there. There's an old song that says, you've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. We've taken a good stab at eliminating the negative, less yes-butting. Now I need to accentuate the positive, and that's where I need your help. What ways have you found to get better at yes-anding? We have a a comment and let us know.
You've been listening to the Ditching Suburbia podcast. Ditching Suburbia helps common families create uncommon lives. Learn more at ditchingsuburbia.com.